what would you be buying?
Yeah, I'll keep it short. So the PGM stocks have all pulled back over the last quarter. One that I find intriguing is Bunge Stillwater. I've been quite sort of critical in the past of their Stillwater deal, and they've proved me completely wrong.
It's a
So
big woman to admit that.
my respect for Neil Froneman's deal making ability has gone up. Maybe the rest of the market is very skeptical, and hence it's lagged. But if you look on spot PGM and gold prices, it's sitting at a 29% free cash flow yield for the next for this set of financials. And you get a good mix of commodities and optionality there. They've got exposure to gold, exposure to palladium, which currently has been the preferred metal within PGMs. They're not 100% exposed to SA because of the North American asset. And they're quietly building this exposure to lithium in Finland, which I quite like. So they're being actually quite pragmatic about the future of battery electric vehicles and combustible engines. So they're hedging their bets, which I actually kind of like.
And Nissan, how about you?
I'm going with Bidvest. I think it's been flying under the radar for quite a long time now. I do see a South Africa post-COVID-19, and I think the big industrials, particularly Bidvest, are very well geared up because of the amount of cash they have on balance sheet to take advantage of the opportunities that are inevitably going to come their way. So I think it's one to hold for the long term.
Yeah, I don't know about flying under the radar. It's been climbing like a stairwell on the stock market and doing very nicely indeed.
Yes.
And Ness and Meryl, will leave it there. Thank you very much for your insight this evening. Nice to chat to you both. Meryl Pix from Old Mutual Investments, Ness and Naya from Sasfin Securities will be back tomorrow to take more of your questions. Have a good evening.